Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Louisiana's top elected officials say the state's congressional primaries won't be going forward as scheduled after the Supreme Court issued a ruling striking down a majority black congressional district. Democratic Congressman Troy Carter was hoping for a delay.
My election, for example, in Louisiana, the early voting begins in 2 days on Saturday. So if precedent matters, then clearly this is something that will have to be taken up in the 2028 cycle, not the 2026 cycle.
The ceasefire between the U.S. and Iran is on shaky ground. President Trump is pressing for a wider deal. Iran is responding. Here's the AP's Karen Shamas.
Iran's supreme leader has said in a statement that the Islamic Republic will protect its nuclear and missile capabilities as a national asset. The proposal by Ayatollah Mojtaba Khamenei was made on Thursday and would delay nuclear program negotiations. Khamenei is likely drawing a hard line as President Trump seeks a wider deal. Khamenei insisted that Americans belong at what he called the bottom of the Persian Gulf. His remarks come as Iran's oil industry faces a U.S. Navy blockade. Meanwhile, Brent crude prices have surged. The U.S. and Iran are in a standoff over the Strait of Hormuz, impacting oil and gas exports. I'm Karen Shamas.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth is back on Capitol Hill today before the Senate Armed Services Committee. The government says the economy expanded at a modest 2% pace between January and March after recovering from last fall's government shutdown. But as Fed Chair Jerome Powell pointed out yesterday, the outlook is clouded by the Iran war and higher gas prices.
Remember, when gas prices go up, that's disposable income coming out of people's pockets, so they're going to spend less on other things. So there will be a hit to GDP.
The government also says a key inflation gauge jumped to its highest level in 3 years. This is AP News. The governor of Maine, Janet Mills, is dropping her campaign as a Democrat for the Senate. The AP's Sagar Magani has the story.
The two-term governor was seen as a top Democratic recruit when she entered the race in October, hoping to unseat Republican Susan Collins.
I won't sit idly by while Maine people suffer and politicians like Susan Collins bend a knee as if this were normal. My life's work has prepared me for this fight, and I'm ready to win.
But Mills struggled to raise money or gain traction against Democratic primary opponent Graham Plattner, who has stayed popular despite controversy over past online comments and a tattoo widely recognized as a Nazi symbol. Mills' withdrawal reflects an internal party debate over how to win one of this year's most competitive Senate seats as Democrats look to regain the majority. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that "where's my money" feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.